We are up to the fourth wide line on Daf Met Nun Ches Amud Beis Tnan. The fourth wide line. Tnan, our Mishnah said, HaMekadesh B'Trumas of the Maestros of the Matanis, which we spent time explaining, the Echatas of Efer Parah, with the water that is drawn to mix in the ashes. Rabbi Schultz, you said that well water is not good enough. What has to be spring water? What is Mayim Chayim?
Spring water.
Isn't well water, spring water the same thing?
The well water is stagnant.
Yeah, but it comes from underground spring. And when you dig down and hit water, isn't that the same as spring?
There's a well spring, there's a well.
I would think that a well is spring water that just comes up into the well. Doctor?
A well is spring water. Well, a well and spring water come from the same source. One is flowing, one is not flowing.
Oh, yeah.
The spring water also comes out naturally, and well water you have to dig down until you get to the water table.
But
squirrel touches its spring water.
Okay. I just don't know if there's a difference. That's what I'm missing.
Cool.
Again, a well is obviously stagnant because that's what you dug down to the water table and it's coming up where you opened up that water table. But it's the same water. Again, I'm not sure. That's what I'm saying. Tyrus says Mayim Chayim. Tyrus doesn't say spring. Tyrus says Mayim Chayim. I thought it meant underground water. But maybe I'm wrong. I'm not going to sit and defend my position when I don't know what I'm talking about. We'll ask a contradiction. We have to let the whole, this is a Mishnah. If somebody gets paid to judge, you know, Patelim, his judgments are worthless. The Torah insists that people do mitzvahs and teach Torah for free. That's what the Torah insists on. All Torah teaching, all mitzvahs, one should not get paid for. The heter to take money b'zman hazeh is schar batala. It's because the person doesn't take another job, so he can be available. Doctor, I have to be able to finish. He should be available to teach. Therefore, we pay person. So when we pay a dayan, we're not paying him to judge. We're paying him to be available to judge. But he can't be paid to judge. If he's paid to judge, dino b'taylim. It's worthless. Lohoyed edusim b'taylim. If people take paid testimony, expert testimony paid for, it's a non-testimony. We don't accept it. Lahazayis ulekadesh. If somebody takes money to sprinkle paraduma water or to mix the ashes in the water, Mame of Memara, his water is cave water, which means it's smelly water, not usable for Paraduma. It's as if he ruined the water. And Afra Afra Mikla, the Paraduma ashes that he used is regular burnt ashes out of his oven. It's not chal, the person's not tahar. That means there's no monetary value at all in Mechatas and Afra Chatas. In fact, if the woman would get paid for her Afra Chatas and Mechatas, it'd be worthless. So how could the Mishnah say that when you give it to a woman, she's Mekudeshes, when the Braisa says that it can't be used for money, so it's a non-value item? What in the world is she getting for it? There's nothing she can cash in for money. Adarabba, if she charges for the water and the afer, she's going to ruin the water and the afer. So there's no money involved. So why is she Mekudeshes? And for the Gemara, Amar Abaya, Loi Kasha. It depends what aspect. To pay a person to sprinkle or to mix the ashes, that's the mitzvah. And therefore, if you get one takes money for the mitzvah, it makes it non-valid. And therefore, it would be worthless to give her that. But to schlep it, to fill up the water from the spring, and to schlep it, right, that would require that you can be paid for. That's labor. That's not doing the mitzvah. That's preparatory for the mitzvah. And for that, one can charge. And therefore, what he's doing to the lady is, I will get you mechatas. I'm going to travel down 5 miles from here to pick up mechatas from you. I want you to be mekadeshes with that. And again, Eilin the Schir is at Lebesayf, so he can be mekadesh with that. Or he says, I'm going to go get you. Ashes. You know, there's ashes located in Tveria. I'll bring it from Tveria for you. That is, he's allowed to charge for that. Therefore, giving her that service, if you hold Eilin the Schir is at Lebesayf, is a way he can be mekadesh her by doing that service for her. Whereas if he says to her, I'm going to be mekadesh you by sprinkling the water on you, or by mixing the ashes and the water, those are mitzvahs, and that he can't charge for. If he does, it invalidates the whole thing. So therefore, she can't become mekadesh as that. So the Gemara Daikanami, the Tani Hachab and Mechatas of Efer Paro, and our Mishnah talks about Mei and Efer, it talks about the items, doesn't talk about what to do with the items. Kari Hasam Lahazas Lakadish. And there it talks about the procedure. It's Mamina that here it's talking about getting her the water and getting her the ashes. And for that you can charge, and that's a service that he's giving her for Kedushin. Whereas to sprinkle and to mix, which is mitzvahs, that he cannot be Makadish the lady with. Rashi. Zok Rashi, top wide line. Lahazas Lakadish Mishnah Hibimchairis. Mishnah says if a guy gets paid to judge, it's worthless. The hazus of the kaddish may be ara, the efer efer mikvah. The hazus of the tameh, the kaddish may chatus kishenaisan efer b'mayim, mixing the ashes into the water. Kari kedusha. That's the Chazal call it being mikadesh the ashes or the water. We treat it like regular efer that came from something burnt in your fire. B'schar hafav, efer mimakam lamakam, bringing the ashes from place to place. Milim uschar milim mayim, and the schar of filling the water. The milsa the tirchahi, that is a tircha. Rachmana le ramyale, the Torah did not make it an obligation. This is not a mitzvah. This is when you have the mechatas and the efer chatas, then the mitzvah kicks in. The Torah never said, go get mechatas and efer chatas. Now, obviously, if you're going to need to do it, you're going to have to get it, but that's not the mitzvah. V'shari the mishkel agra u'mukadeshes, u'masnisin de b'chayres, b'schar hazah, b'kiddush, the lekatircha, it's not an extra work, u'schar limud mitzvah u'naitu, and he's taking the schar for doing the mitzvah. Rashi calls it limud mitzvah, like, I don't know what limud mitzvah means, the learning of the mitzvah, the keeping of the mitzvah. But Hiramra le'eli mati eskul kashat tzivani, ma'ani b'chinam av atem b'chinam. You have to do it for free. Da'kinami demasis in lava azov v'kiddishkoi, d'tori mechatas e'vrachatas, shadayin en muravim. The Mishnah is talking about prior that it's mixed. And Mashenki is that, it's talking about it's mixed, yes.
Ravisha, what does the shar of the mishkal agra mean? Are we allowed to take shar?
1 second. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what. Doesn't the water come from the mayan under it?
Just hitting the water table is not enough. It has to have actually a.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, Dr. Bray, what is your question?
The shahr of the mishkal agra means you're allowed to take shahr?
I cannot hear a word you're saying.
The shahr of the mishkal agra.
What?
The shahr of the mishkal agra.
To take a salary. Agra means payment for work. Agra is the Aramaic for shahr. Doctor, so I've got a question?
No, it's just irrelevant.
Yes.
But isn't, to get it, so it's that's called a hechsher mitzvah, right?
They call what you want, but there's no obligation to do
but
it.
There's no other way for it to win.
Again.
There's no other way to get it there.
That's 100% true, but that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to sprinkle it. If I deliver tefillin to you, I'm a nice guy, I'm doing a lot of chesed, but I can charge for that. I can charge for a delivery service. Tara never told me I should deliver your tefillin. You have a mitzvah to put on tefillin, it's very nice of me if I deliver your tefillin from Lakewood. I don't have to. There's no mitzvah for me. Again, it's gemilas chesed. But there's no obligation of the Torah delivered. No. The Torah never made that an obligation. The Torah didn't say deliver the water. The Torah said sprinkle. Let her go to the water. Sprinkle the water. That's the mitzvah. Mix the ashes in the water and sprinkle the water. Yes. No, it's a shiloh. It came from a salishka, but a kabayit. I think it's a machlekas. I don't remember what.
It's done and somebody brings the water. It's not really owned by anybody. It's all public.
Well, it's not true. You can get water from a spring. It's your water.
And then you get apron from...
Then you go over and say, can I have some apron? They give it to you.
Limited amount, right?
So we're going to get, this is a problem you're going to have, because this paraduma lasted for who knows how long.
Right.
So don't ask me how it worked. I mean, I think it was an ace. In the second base, I make this, they had seven paradumas, I believe. And in the first base, I make this, they had one, I believe. So don't ask me how for 10 years, one lasted, and in the second one, for 420 years, they had seven. I don't know. I can't answer the question.
Mishnah says that the one from Moshe lasted till Ezra, 800, 900 years.
Yeah, okay, that's what I'm saying. Well, during the Churban, you can say maybe they didn't use it during the 70 years, but they used it prior to that. So Moshe Rabbeinu's favorite parah lasted till Ezra. It was the second parah they made. So I assume it was an ace, but can I? It's not listed in the Asar and Nisim, I don't know.
Doesn't really have to be an ace, because you could put on a lot of wood if you want
to
fire, and all that gets counted
in the ace. That's true. Again, it's 800 and some years. Again, maybe not. That's not the point here. There's no mitzvah for me to deliver it from Lakewood. If she wants to get tar, let her travel to Lakewood. Let her go to Lakewood. She'll get tar. Why do I have to slap it to Cleveland? Now, I'm not saying it's not a mitzvah of chesed. Don't get me wrong. It is. But it's not I can charge for my delivery service. If not, all delivery companies just shut down. Because when I deliver groceries, I'm doing a chesed. It's a mitzvah. Now, again, you can say I'm being paid schar batalo, but that's not true. You're getting paid for delivery service. For learning, you're getting paid schar batalo. For dying, you're being paid schar batalo. Hadron lochish mekadesh, hadron lochish mekadesh, hadron lochish mekadesh. Dr. Mishnah Weiter. Chaymel chaveroi, tzei v'kadesh l'ishu plainis. A guy asks his friend, and the Gemara is going to zero in on the word friend. But it's not in the gate now. Go be mekadesh for me, this woman. Can you go be mekadesh this woman for me? V'halach, and the friend went, v'kitchel li'atzmai. And he went, and he told the woman, I would like to marry you. So here is this friend. He went and basically heard his... Shimon asked this man, Levi, do me a favor, go to Leah and ask if she would marry me. Here is money. Take it to her. Be Mekadesha for me as my shliach. Levi goes. He meets Leah and he says, you know, this would make a good wife for me. And he says to Leah, can you be marrying me, Hariat Mekadeshes Li? And he gave her his own money. Harizum Mekadeshes Lusheni. She is Mekadeshes Lusheni. Titus is bothered. What is the Chiddush? Why would I think she's not Mekadeshes Lusheni? The bottom line is, he might be a louse for doing it, but the bottom line is, he married her himself. What's the Chiddush in the Mishnah? That's Titus's kasha. So Titus answers that it's talking about the Shliach said to the lady, you know, I'm here, Shimon asked me for you to marry him. And then he said, you know what? Marry me. So he said to her at Mekadeshes Li, he meant himself, she knew he meant himself, but he had just told her he's an agent for Shimon. So maybe that's not clear enough for the Edom. Kamashul on the Mishnah, then we don't say that. Even though she knew he was Shimon's agent, but he made it clear to her that he means himself, and that's who she agreed to, so she's Mekadeshes Lusheni. Again, exactly what the big Chiddush in here is, I'm not sure. But that's what the Tzitzis
explained.
No, he would say Mekadeshes Lusheman. Here he said Mekadeshes Li, but if he did and he meant Shimon, it might work. So therefore, here he made it clear to her that he means himself. Now here's a new case. Now, we're going to have two cases in this Mishnah. The first case is going to be simple to explain. The second case, meaning the last part of the Mishnah, there's going to be three pshatim in the Gemara in it. The Gemara is going to have three different pshatim. So I will defer the pshat to the Gemara. But let's see. The guy tells a woman, here is money, here is a ring, here is money, and I want to be Mekadosh you, but it should kick in 30 days from now. I don't want to do the Kedusha now. He basically gives himself a 30-day opportunity to change his mind. I don't want the Kedusha to kick in until 30 days from now. Here is the Kedusha, and she agrees. Comes somebody else in the middle of the 30 days, and he says, you know, I'd like to marry you. And he gives her, and she agrees. And he says, our Abacadashusly. Now, the first one's Kedusha never kicked in. By the time the first one's Kedusha is kicked in, she's an Ashes Ish. So, Mekadashusly Shady. And it's not even a suffix. It's Vadai Mekadashusly Shady. Not just maybe she's Mekadesh and Lusheni. She's definitely Mekadesh and Lusheni. Bas Yisrael L'Kayin, Taichu B'Truma. If she's a Bas Yisrael who the second one is a Kayin, she can eat Truma. Biblically right away, rabbinically after a certain amount of time, whatever the time is. But it is a complete marriage to the Sheni, not a Chumra, but a reality. She is married to the second one. What happens if the first one said, May Aksha V'Lachar Shloshim Yayim? The Kedusha should be from now and after 30 days. Now, what those words mean, there are three pshatim in the Gemara. But one thing is clear, that it's not only going to work after 30 days, right? It's May Achshav U'Lachar Shloshim Yayim. So we don't know exactly what that means. Zakti Mishnah, Bo'achar V'Kitcha V'Tay Shloshim Yayim, B'Kedeshes V'Einem B'Kedeshes. Which again, the Gemara will have three explanations. But Pashup Shat in the Mishnah is, she's Suffolk Mukadeshes. We don't know who she's married to. That's Pashup Shat in the Mishnah. But, and therefore, no matter who is a Kayan here, whether it's the first husband or the second husband, she cannot eat Chumba, but she doesn't know who her husband is. Number one. Number two is, if she's a Bas Kayan, she loses the right to eat Chumba, if any of the two are Yisraelim. Because again, this situation is one where we're in doubt. Now again, what the doubt is, how long the doubt goes on for, is going to be discussed in the Gemara. There's going to be three opinions. So we're going to leave it unexplained. We're just going to read the next line of the Mishnah. Bas Yisrael l'kayin and bas kayin l'Yisrael. Lo yitaycha b'tumah shekanat itumah, because we don't know who she's married to, and therefore she is stuck. She would need a get from both of them. Rashi.
Rabbi.
Rashi.
Rabbi.
Sorry?
In none of these cases has she given the money back, or would the object back?
Well, in the case after we paskin, the one she's not mukadeshes to would have to get the money back.
But in the meantime, within the 30 days, she has not given that money back. So he has not bought in the second case, he has not bought himself an option. He hasn't bought himself time, 30 days. She has the ability to just go to the second guy without giving the money back until later.
Correct. Now, the Gemara, you're correct. Correct. And the Gemara will elaborate on this. There's going to be differences. But what you said is a correct statement.
What do you say?
That she doesn't have to give the money back before she accepts the second Kedushin. In the case, the guy was Mekadosh after 30 days, and in walked the second guy who was Mekadosh now. The Mishnah says she's married to the second guy. She didn't return the money as of yet. She would have to return the money, but as of yet, she hasn't returned the money. That is correct. She would now have to return the money. But the returning of the money is not going to decide whether she's married to the first guy or to the second guy, because the Kedusha hasn't kicked in yet. She's not married. Yes, Doctor.
Did he use the term option when he was talking?
The Gemara is going to talk about her options. That's why I did not answer that part. I just answered
but
the
option is a very specific thing that you can buy and trade and sell. I think it's a very interesting word. I think it's a very accurate word. I've never thought of it in terms of this word.
Again, the Gemara will talk about it later, so we'll leave it for the Gemara.
Is option trading.
Rashi, Ta'im and Mekadeshes, Ta'im and Mekadeshes, Lishnehem, Datsura Lishnehem. One can divorce her, the other one can marry her. And she can't marry a third person. The Gemara will have an argument and explain the reason of the Mishnah. Bas Kain Lisa Lakain Lotrecha Batruma, Shemain and Kedushin. She might not be married to him. Bas Kain Lisa Nami Lotrecha Batruma's Vesavia. Bas Kain cannot continue eating at home. Shemahava Kedushin. Bizarre price of a Kedushin. And the Yisrael possible the Kedushin is Bas Kain and Atruma. Zakta Gemar Vaitor, I'm sorry?
He said that one of them, only one has to give a gas.
Last case in the Mishnah.
Me'akshav?
Yes.
If the one that says Me'akshav says, I don't want to say, I renege on this, he doesn't have to give her a get. Where did you see that?
I get it. You've just asked, Rashi, all Rashi said is, we don't know who she's married to. And since we don't know who she's married to, in order for her to live with any of those two, the other would have to remove himself by giving a get. That's all Rashi said. We don't know the case of the Mishnah. We don't understand the Mishnah yet well enough to comment on side cases.
Now I'm just curious if the other guy was a Kohen, is that Grusha?
Yes. Suffolk Grusha.
She can't stay.
No, she can't stay married to him, correct. That it would be true, 100%. She definitely is going to walk out of Grusha out of here, at least the Suffolk Grusha. She stuck. Either that or one of them has to die.
You could precede it if the one. The one that said this.
See, we don't know what the case means yet. It's hard to ask a question in a not understood case. Zakti Gemara Vayit. Ha'imel l'chaveret tevi kaddish. Tana, the Braisa says in our Mishnah, the first case, Masha'at isa asui, ashenog by minig ramos. The guy did what he did, but he did a treachery. I guess, I don't know what word Archko uses.
Deceitfully.
Frek the Gemara Batana di Dun. Why doesn't he say anything? That the Gemara Halach Nami Diktani Halach Baramos. That's included in the word Halach. The Tana doesn't have to tell us his meat is Tivus or meat is not Tivus. All the Tana says he went. What the Tana meant is he went deceitfully. Dr. Gemara Bait. Maishna Hacha Diktani Aymer Chaveroi. Maishna Hasam Diktani Aymer Lushluchai. This is a Mishnah, the second Perek. The guy tells his agent, go be Mekadesh a lady.
That means it wasn't the woman who said this. I'd rather marry you.
It makes no difference.
If she said no.
Okay. You're right. You're asking a very good question. The Gemara will deal with it. We'll leave the Gemara alone. Let the Gemara do its thing. At this point, he told her he wants to marry her. That's deceitful. Zakti Gemara, Maishna Hacha Dutani Amir L'Chaveroi, and Maishna Hacha Dutani Amir L'Shluchoi. It's a Mishnah, the second parak. Has nothing to do with our Mishnah. It's talking about a guy who told an agent, listen, there's this woman that lives in Pittsburgh. Can you do me a favor? You're going to Pittsburgh. Be my agent and be Mekadosher. And he went and he met this woman in Akron. And he did the Kedushin in Akron. The Mishnah says, Eina Mekudeshes. That's a Mishnah in the second parak. He was only an agent to do it in Pittsburgh. That's the halacha there. We're not getting involved in that halacha. That's the halacha. There the Mishnah's choice of word is he told his agent. Here the Mishnah's choice of word is he told his friend. We're not interested now in why the halacha is this way or not. We just want to know the choice of words of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. That in Mishnah in the third parak he said he told his friend. And in the Mishnah in the second parak, he said he told his agent. His friend is his agent. So why did Rabbeinu HaKadosh change the word from shluchai to chaveroi? What was gained by that change of word? That's the Gemara's kasha. We're not interested now. The two cases have nothing to do with each other. Here the guy is an agent to do Kedushin in Pittsburgh, and he did it in Akron. Here the guy was an agent to do Kedushin for Shimon, and he did it for himself. It's two separate cases. That's not our kasha. Akasha is zeroing in on the word. Rabbeinu HaKadosh deliberately changed the word from Shluchai to Chaveroi. There's a reason for that. Why did he do that? Zavta Gemara, I'll tell you why. Hacha Rav Usa Kamash Malon, here using the word Chaveroi is telling me a Kiddush. L'hasam Rav Usa Kamash Malon. And there, using the word Shluchai is telling me a Kiddush. Hacha Rav Usa Kamash Malon. The Itani Shluchai, Hava Bin Shluchai Hudahavir Amoyim. If it would say he told his agent, I would say, you know when it's deceitful? It's deceitful when you appoint an agent and he stabs you in the back like that and he marries you for himself. The Samchadaite, because you relied on him. Savar Avad Lishlechusi. You asked him to be an agent. You appointed him as an agent. You rely on your agents, and there this guy went and was deceitful. Ava Chaveray, a friend. He was going, you didn't appoint him as an official agent. You ended up appointing him like an agent, but you never said the word agent. You said you're a friend, you're going there, do me a favor, be Mekadisha for me. The Loi Samchadaita, you don't necessarily rely that he's going to do it, because there was no official appointment of an agency. Maybe that's not considered deceitful. Therefore, the Mishnah says no. Even a non-official agent, but he is an agent. He works as an agent. You didn't appoint him as an agent. You asked him as a friend. But the bottom line is the same. Hasam Ravusta Kamashmala. There it's another chiddush. Ditonayim el chaveray. Hamamina. Chaveray who dechikat shemamokam achrein emukadashas. If it would have said he told his friend to go marry this lady, do the kedusha in Pittsburgh, and he did it in Akron, I would say the guy never thought that his friend would do it in Akron. He never appointed him as an agent that the guy should go looking for the woman. He figured you're going to Pittsburgh anyway to do it. So he's only a shliach in Pittsburgh. I'm a shluch at the tarach, but when you appoint an official agent, he's going to go look for her. He's your agent. Whether you're paying him, whether he owes you a favor, for whatever reason he's agreeing to be your agent, you would think that they're a memara makam alai. Maybe you're relying him to do it wherever he finds her. You're just telling him Pittsburgh because that's where she is. Kamash Malone, that's why the Mishnah tells me, even an official agent, if he's told to do it in one city, the agency is limited to that city. Now, why would a guy care where the Kedushin is done? So Rashi tells us, or the Gemara tells us earlier, that people like to have Kedushin done where they have a lot of friends. Meaning, I want you to do it in Pittsburgh because the Pittsburgh people know me and it'll look better than in Akron where it might be harder. Rashi. They did kedushin in a different place. He sent him.
But both cases.
And here it says chaveray. Both, it makes no difference. I'm sorry. When you appoint the shliach, does that have to be Adam?
Yeah.
It's a sugya later on. We're gonna have it in the. We had it in Gittin. I'm sorry. It's a machlokes in Masechet Gittin. It's a machlokes. Back yet, it's a machlokes. I would assume by kedushin it's the same machlokes, but it doesn't do with this. Both chaveray and shluchay have the same
machlokes. Whatever one has, the other one has
exactly.
Also. That's all I'm saying.
I agree with you. Eliyim zamele b'malkim pleni derech etzlo. He didn't send them. He just said, if you bump into her, that's what chaveray insinuates. The savar ha mishalayach leitarach hashliach levatzli b'malkim achar. Leisam chadai to leshlav leshliach ala ba'isamachim. It's your friend, so you don't think he's going to go search for her. Because you didn't ask him as an official agent. But an agent, Maramakam Eloi, Im Timtzen Hashem Katshalisham, Ve'en Matachricha Lamakamachar, I'm not going to bother you, but it'd be above and above it. If you did it, you did it. Therefore, the Mishnah uses the word Shluchai and Chaveray to show us that difference. Okay. Now, Locha, there's no difference, but there's a bigger Chiddush. Using shluchai tells me a bigger chiddush than chaveray. I mean, the halacha is the same.
Right.
But the choice of word is to add a chiddush.
I didn't understand either. Yeah, they're equal halachically.
Correct.
But
your expectations might be different.
And therefore?
So therefore you might have appointed the person a shliach. Well, in the first case, let's say here, you appointed an agent to go marry this woman for you, and he marries her for himself. You feel cheated. Because he was your agent. A friend didn't really commit himself as an agent. Maybe it's not deceitful if he marries her for himself. Maybe it's not deceitful if he takes her for himself. You asked him to do it for you, but he didn't ever made him an official agent.
When it comes to cities.
Again, in two cases, we're not going to mix apples and oranges. Let's take our Mishnah first. Chaveroi is a chiddush. That even if he wasn't an official agent, his behavior is deceitful. Shluchai would have been less chiddush, because there is an official agent, for sure it's deceitful. Chaveira, you can make an argument that it wasn't deceitful. So, the Mishnah, yes it is. That's this case. Over there, you're asking a guy to mekadesh a lady in Pittsburgh. Now, why'd you say in Pittsburgh? So if it's chavera, you would say, because that's where he's headed for. And therefore, he's doing you a favor. You know, he's not an official agent. He's going there for something else. You say, do it in Pittsburgh. So therefore, you have no expectation that he would do it anywhere else. He's not your official agent. But by an agent, even though you told him Pittsburgh, perhaps you're asking him to do it in Pittsburgh, but you figure he's an agent, maybe he'll do it somewhere else anyway. It's more of an appointment. Kamash Malan, no. Exactly.
In the case of the Pittsburgh thing, it's more on the Mishaleach, no?
It's what he had in mind. When he appointed a shliach to do it in Pittsburgh, was he just saying, I'm not going to be my tree if you more, but if you do it, do it? Or was he saying, I want it only done in Pittsburgh? And we're saying, the Mishnah is saying he only wants it done in Pittsburgh. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. It's a bigger chiddush by shliach than by chaveiro. I think we're making a mountain out of a molehill here.
I don't want him to feel like...
He doesn't feel. He's fine. He's doing just fine, yes. Yes, doctor.
I'm sorry, sometimes I need to take a breath. Would a way of understanding it appropriately be that if someone is an agent, this is a position and they are vested with certain powers, including in this case, being the Mekadesh, whereas someone who's a friend is not vested with anything?
No, there's no difference in the power they have. Not at all.
Okay. Thank you.
Zakti Gemara Baitre. Okay, here we're going to have a bunch of stories. There's a lot of halacha lemaisa that comes out in the next Gemara. But since this is not halacha share, I will not get involved in the intricacies of the halacha.
Can we ask you anyway?
You can ask, and I'll probably say, ask Rabbi Hirschfeld. But I'm not going to get involved. I can only say that this was the sugya that last year's Yarchi Kala and Aguda and Eitzro started with, the sugya, and the sugya Baba Basra, that's a line sugya, and it's very negay halacha l'maisa. So we'll see where we go. Rabbi Chassida, Rabbi who was a very pious person, also the kedusha le'itzelibrei, he went to do kedusha for his son. His son had told him, I love that girl over there. His father said, you know what? I'll go do it for you. Kitchel and Avshah, he got there, and he liked it. He said, you know what? Marry me. And he married him, not his son. But now, that's what he did. That's deceitful. How could Rabbi be deceitful? Zog the Gemara, lo yahavin halay. They refused to let the girl marry her, his son. Either she didn't want to agree, or she was a kana, her father refused. He told Rabbi, I'm sorry, my girl is not marrying your son. So now, Rabbi was finished with his job, trying to do. So he went and said, would she marry me? Yes, you, yes, not your son. Okay, so then marry me. Let him go back and tell his son, I tried, it didn't work. So the Gemara, listen, by the time he goes back and talks to his son, she might be married to somebody else. He wanted to marry her. Again, he wanted to marry her for his son, but she wasn't waiting around. So listen, she said no to his son. Somebody asked this before, what if she doesn't want to? Gesundheit, if she doesn't want to, she doesn't want to. You don't have to bang her on the head, right? She said no. So now he married her for himself. Rashi? The Rashi lay hun halay lay rasa litnas the terechud bai. They didn't want to give it to Fred Rashi, that Machini bai lay ladui lay chasa minigramas. To exclude himself, it looks deceitful. Why doesn't he go back to tell his son, listen, I tried. It didn't work. But I'm going to go marry her for myself. That's not deceitful because he did what he was supposed to. The answer is, you're taking a risk by time. Time is a risk. That's why even in the 9 days or in Tisha B'Av, you're allowed to do Erusin because Shemik Ad Menu Achar. You can't wait because somebody else might marry her before you. That's to my right.
Girls want to get married.
Maybe there's
someone else.
I'm trying to figure out what's bothering him. You understand what's bothering him?
Yeah.
Maybe Wes should explain to you like you tried to explain him before. I don't know. Tending by right. It says by Yehuda, they didn't give it. That the Gemara writer, Rabba Bar Bachana, Yov Leizuzi LeRav, he was a friend. Rabba Bar Bachana gave money to Rav. Amazavni Nahalil Hayara. Can you do me a favor? Buy me this piece of land. You're going to that city over there, they're selling land, I'm aware of. Can you buy it from me? A friend. No difference, but he's acting as a shliach. Azos Rabna Lanavshe, Rab went and bought it for himself. It's deceitful. The person asks you to buy it for him, and you turn around and buy it for yourself. Why isn't that deceitful? Dr. Gemara, what? Rav would do something deceitful? Dr. Gemara, what happened was, Bagad Ali Mahava, it was a valley of very strong people, not easy people to get along with. The Rav, Nogube covered. To Rav, they were Nayag respect. If Rav asked to buy it for himself, they wouldn't say no because of respect. The Rav Babakana learned Nogube covered. He went and asked, he can buy it for Rav Babakana. They don't want Rav Babakana in their neighborhood. I don't want him here. They let him know that if Rav Babakana moves into this neighborhood, it would not be so good idea. So therefore, he couldn't do his shlichas. So he bought it for himself. Frekti Gemari Boyle Laduye. Why didn't he go back and tell Rabbi Bachanan, I tried. It might be bought by somebody else. Why should he lose the chance? Rabbi Bachanan is not getting it anyway. Franken de Achreinim, I think. I'm not sure if it's Shushanim Achreinim. Why couldn't he now turn around and sell to Rabbi Bachanan? So there are a few terutzim said. Some say because whoever hated Rabbi Bachanan to begin with will make life of Azum for Rabbi Bachanan now. Others say, as we will see later on, that it's but the first steel that you buy, you're supposed to hold on to. It's a bad simon, bad omen, if you want to use the word, bad simon to sell the first field. This was Rav's first field he ever bought. Therefore, he refused to sell it. He wasn't mechuyev to sell it. He tried. They said no to Rabbi Babachana, so he went and bought it for himself. And he's not mechuyev to sell to Rabbi Babachana because it's a bad simon. However, the other pshat is, he would have sold it to Rabbi Babachana, but the same neighbors that made life miserable for, didn't want to sell it to begin with, would make life miserable for Rabbi Babachana now. So therefore he didn't do it. Rashi, oh, I hope I didn't cut him off. That's Rashi. We'll hear about it if I did. Mahapach Vayara is right to Bagad Alima, Rashi before. Bikish Obal Yisrayahayah. This was, so this was a valley of powerful people. They didn't let everybody buy into the neighborhood. You know what I mean? This was a neighborhood thing. Yes, doctor.
Rabbi, can I ask a question on this?
Yes.
Since it was Rabbi Barbachana's money that Rav had,
he had to use his own money.
Okay, that changes, that nullifies my question. And I was going to ask if it had been his money, would Rabbi Barbachan have been able to say, this is my money, no matter what you told him?
I can't buy your same thing for you with my money. No, it doesn't work.
Correct. Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Is there a mekor for this simon?
We're going to see, we're not finished with it. We're going to get to it. I don't know what the mekor is. Now we get to the story of stories. This is the story that is very applicable. Big machloekas Rashi and Taisus, big machloekas in Halacha, and this gets very, very applicable. Dr. Gemara, Rav Gidl have a mahapak bahiara. Rav Gidl was trying to buy a piece of land. He was negotiating a piece of land. Baba went and bought the piece of land. Here's Rav Gidl trying to buy the piece of land, and Rav Abba went and bought the piece of land. Other Rav Gidl kablul Rav Zera. So Rav Gidl went, and he complained to Rav Zera. L'tayelis, the Chavetz Chaim said, he felt he was wronged, and he felt Rav Zera could help him. So he went to Rav Zera, and it's not Lashon Hara, because he wanted to rectify what he thought he was wronged. It was not right what Rav Abba did to me. Can you please take care of it? So Azar Rav Abba, Zera, the Kibla Rav Yitzchak Nafcha. So Rav Zera said, I can't. But Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha is the Gadol Hador, he's the Rebbe of everybody. I'm going to talk to him, and he'll rectify it.
What does rectify mean?
Correct it.
Correction meaning?
We'll see. We're middle of a story, so why don't we let the story, and then you ask your question.
I want to duplicate what else does.
Amalei. So he said to him, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha said, Hamtein Achiyala Esplein Lurego. Why don't you wait till Yom Tov comes, and everybody comes to me, Yom Tov. So Rav Abba will be here. I'll talk to him. Kisalik, when Rav Abba came up, Ashkechei, Rav Yitzchak Nafcha finds him. Amalei, Ani Mahabach Becharara. If somebody in Ani is trying to get a cookie, and somebody came and took it away. Somebody is attempting to pick up a cookie, and somebody came. It's a big machlokes Rashi and Taisis what this means. I'm learning simple pshat. And somebody else came and took it away from him. What do you think the guy is? What do you think that person is? My, Amalei Nikra Rasha. It's a Rasha. A Rasha takes away what somebody's trying to get. Somebody's trying to pick up a cookie, and this guy runs ahead of him and picks it up. That's a Rasha. Amalei Zelamai my time Avodah. So why'd you do it? I'm saying, went ahead and grabbed it. So why aren't you a Rasha? Amaloi Lahaviadana, I didn't know Reb Zeira was trying. He said, Hashtanami Nesinahala, so sell it to him, so sell it to him. Rectify it. Amaloi Zvunilim Zivnilai, I will not sell it to him. Dara Kamaisi, it's my first field. But Loi Masam Namilsa, it's not a good simon to sell your first field. But, Iboy Matonanishku, I'll give it to him.
Wow.
I'll give it away. I want to rectify what I did. I realized I did wrong, but shaygig, not knowing, but for myself, I did something that's horrendous. I'll give it to him. There won't be a problem. I'm not going to take money for it, because you don't sell your first field. But if he wants it, he can have it. Rav Gidl Enochas, Rav Gidl refused to take it. I don't take presents. Rav Abba Enochas, Rav Gidl, Rav Abba said, I'm not going to use this field. I'm not going to use something that's a rush. As far as I'm concerned, Rav Gidl should take it. Neither took it. It was called the land of the Rabbonon, meaning and people were able to use it as a, like, nobody minded. It would belong to they called it the land of the Rabbonon. It's either Rav Gidl or Rav Abba. Whoever it is didn't want to use it. So it's Arad Rabbonon. This is what happened. This is the story. This story opens up a discussion, which we will see in Rashi, and then I will speak on Tosfos, about what the right of trying to get something prevents. I'm negotiating to buy a house. Now, what does that mean? Can somebody come and outbid me? Trying to buy a house. Can somebody come and try to outbid me? At what point is the guy at Anim Habib Macharora? Does the seller locked into the first offer? If we were going to say he can't, that means I put up my house for sale. The first offer guy comes in and says, $45,000. I tell him to take a hike, right? But meanwhile, nobody else comes because he's on Mapu Porera. So am I forced to sell it for $45,000 because nobody else wants to bid? So this is the sugya that opens up this discussion. That's what we're going to learn Rashi, and we're going to speak our Taisus, and then I will mention other things that come up, but this is the sugya called Aniyam Habel Becharara, a very analogous, different but the kind of the same, is competition opening up. When somebody has a store and a competitor opens up, is that Aniyam Habel Becharara? I am trying to get my customers, and here comes a guy, and he opens a store, and now the customers have a choice. Is that wrong or right? It's not the same. But it's a sister, it's a cousin to the sugya. And again, we're not going to get involved in that halacha, but those are the two sugyas that, what? It's very negaya, by the way. Asaga school is a borrowed term. Yeah, what you call Asaga school is a similar kind of thing, it's not the same.
Sister, to cousin.
Rashi. Dekrashi, Nikra Rasha, before that. Before that. Mahapach by Yara, Magzer Lev, Knoisi was trying to buy it. Kibboy, Kibble Alea, Sipper Divit Takasal Reb Zera, he sent his complaint to Reb Zera. The Rego, Shadar Shambilkus Rego, and Makabla Bnei Rav. He used to go say hello to the Rebbe when they came Yom Tov time. On him, Habak Lacharara. Now here, listen to this Rashi. Magzer Achra, Likhus Vabin Hefker. He's trying to get it from Hefker. Oishit Nanul Balabayas, who's trying to get a present from somebody. He heard somebody's willing to give a present and he's working on it, and somebody else comes and grabs that thing that the Balabayas wants to give away, or is willing to give away. That's Onim Mababa Maharara. This is Rashi Shita, which Tysus argues on. Tysus learns, Onim Mababa Maharara is only if there's more of the same. If it's Hefker, there's only one item of Hefker, there's no Isser Hanim Mabukharara. The Isser Hanim Mabukharara is if there's more. Why are you taking the one I'm trying to get? Go get a different one. There's many houses for sale. Why are you coming and dealing with the house I want? There's other houses now. You say it's not exactly the same. So again, if it's available, similar, you have no right to that Hanim Mabukharara. But if this is the only one available, by the way, this gets involved, just mentioning it, can you steal a Rebbe from another school? Sorry, I hate to use the word steal. Can you hire a Rebbe away from another school? You offer the Rebbe a higher salary, right? You say to him, listen, you're working there for this amount of money, we'll pay you $10,000 more, switch to our school. Is that our mutter or us, sir? That's like, is that Hefker? There's other Rebbeim there. Very, you can't say that this is the only one. There's no, right, this is where the place can deal with. This is what I dealt with there when I was in the Yachid Kalev. This is what they were dealing with. In fact, I went over to one of the presenters, one of the Chosher Rebbeim, and I asked him about what if you offer him to be a Manal, higher position, and he held the Mazasar anyway. Again, I'm not poskinning, I'm just saying what he told me. I said, but you're offering him a higher position? Yeah, he said, but you're also stealing him away from school. Again, this is where the sugya comes from. Without Tysus learns, it's only if there's others available that are within this similar range. So in houses, you can say, but I want to live at this corner. That's not enough. There's other houses in the neighborhood. I say, get something Hefker, it's a different story. It's a different story. So this becomes very controversial. This is very controversial. Opens up the door for many, many Dinei Torah, that are paskin. And now we're talking in small for money. They were talking about selling nursing homes, chains, for $1.2 million, and somebody else comes and offers $1.3 million. At what point is it on the Mabuk Mahararah? At what point is it not? We're going to get involved in that later. I'm just mentioning the Shilas. Anybody has a practical application of the 1.2, 1.3, you better get yourself another Pisic. But that's the Shilas. I just want to finish Rashi. So Rashi, Nikra Rasha, Shiar L'Cher L'Chaverai. He's going down. He's taking away his friend's livelihood, meaning his friend's thing. Labi Danish, Ravid L'Masasik, Vodar Kamaisa, Zuhi Lim Shaina, Shilakachti Mailam. This is the first one I ever bought. L'Masam Nemilse, Aina Simon Toiv, Shimkra Ademekhar Rishon. Not a good sign to sell your first buy. Arad Rabbanon, Hefker Lutabidim. They left at Hefker. Yes, doctor.
This is in a bit of a different direction, but in terms of folks, you see all sorts of people doing segulas and other bits of interesting thought, which are not in the Gemara, which are not in the Shulchan Aruch, trying to influence the future. It would seem to me that they are accepting this without comment. I mean,
I have no idea. Michael, me. What does gulas have to do with this again?
That this idea, which actually started, still hold at least the candlestick merchants on Meisharim, trying to influence God by not selling the first thing you ever bought. But, I mean, what do you mean it's a simon tov? It's an item which can be bought and sold.
Obviously, there's more to gulas than meets the eye.
Do that today?
I have no idea.
Why didn't Rav Gittel go directly to
He thought maybe Rabba, maybe he felt that he couldn't influence Rabba. Again, he went to somebody who could take care of it better than he can. Not if he felt he couldn't take care of it. And he didn't.